protests happening at the revenue offices in Bridge End at 1 o'clock today.
And why have you organised this protest?
It's basically in response to the tactics that have been used in, across Donegal by customs over the last month or so. We're basically standing up to say that we want an end to this now. People are getting treated very roughly and it has to stop.
Will this protest achieve anything, do you think?
We hope so. We've got a very strong groundswell of support. There's over 10,000 people now have joined the campaign on Facebook, but that's not even representative of the number of people who actually back the campaign. We've got serious support out in the streets, people who aren't in that group as well. We've also got cross-party support from all parties in the local area. The only ones we haven't heard from are Fianna Fáil at present.
But can the group on Facebook really be accountable? There's places like Jameson Irish Whiskey Bar that has joined the VRT campaign. They're hardly going to likely turn up at the protest today.
Well, the Irish Times have joined the campaign. The Irish One Independent have joined the campaign. They are members of the group, and some of those people have actually said they'd be attempting to. So, I mean, there are different things on Facebook, like the maybe representative of a workplace or something like that. So, I mean, we have cross support across the whole county.
But the point I'm getting at is that on Facebook, people are invited to join these groups, and it's just click a button, normally just to get it out of the way.
Well, at the same time, unlike, say, if you vote for a politician, you're stuck with them for 5 years. If you don't like what we're doing, you can actually remove your support. So there's a big difference there. There are 10,000 people on the Facebook campaign alone, and that is not representative of the number of people on the street who are actually complimenting us on our work and for highlighting the issue.
And how many people do you think will turn out at this campaign today or this demonstration today?
It's fairly short notice that we actually launched the protest, and it is a Friday afternoon at lunchtime. So, I mean, we're expecting a turnout around about 50, 60 people, to come out and show the support. And hopefully we'll have a good day.
And is this just the start?
It is just the start of it. It's only started on Facebook, but from there, basically we've started out on Facebook. It's going to now continue out onto the streets, and it'll finish up. Hopefully we'll make it an election issue, and it'll finish off in the ballot box.
In reality, do you think that VRT will ever be abolished?
It has to be. It has to be. The EU are looking for it to be abolished. They've set a deadline of 2016. With the way the VRT take has declined over the past number of years, it's gone down from 1.4 billion in 2007 to what they estimate this year is 350 million. This is now actually the best opportunity to actually get rid of it. The government themselves have actually possibly inadvertently made moves which prove the VRT can be abolished and can be gotten rid of. That's proven by the fact that they have a scrappage scheme now, which is a waiver of a portion of VRT on new car sales. New car sales are going through the roof.
But if someone can afford a new car, surely they can afford VRT?
That's not the point. The point, everybody pays VRT. Doesn't matter if you live in Cork, Donegal, or wherever. There are a number of people out there who don't even realise they pay VRT because they've bought a car in the south. This isn't a northern issue about people bringing cars in from over the border in the north. If VRT is abolished, it'll basically regulate car prices north and south.
You said it's not a northern issue, but it's not as big as an issue down south, is it?
No, but what it's being portrayed as at the moment with some sections of the media is that this only relates to people coming down from Derry or Tyrone or wherever, coming down to live down here and bringing their cars down, and then basically people are being made to look as if they're breaking the law.